Hello and welcome back to the StudyClicks Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClicks expert teacher Peter Tobin will be talking us through the characters of Goneril and Regan. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you go check it out and subscribe to get updates on new content he's making. The next voice you will hear will be Peter's, and we hope that you will enjoy this episode.
The next characters that we're going to look at are the dual characters of Goneril and Regan. There are a number of ways of looking at the characters of Goneril and Regan, Lear's two eldest daughters. A simple way of seeing them is as one-dimensional representations of evil. They grow and develop in wickedness throughout the play until their devious actions lead to their own deaths. But this is quite simplistic and doesn't give us the opportunity to focus on their function within the world of the play or Shakespeare's intentions through characterising them in the way that he does. There is no doubt that, by the end, Goneril and Regan are two of the most depraved and evil characters in all of Shakespeare's plays. But it's interesting to note that, at the beginning at least, they do not seem to possess the desire nor the personality to wish their father dead or even to exact the kind of punishment they do upon Gloucester at the end of Act 3, taking out his eyes. Where does this come from then? Well, let's go back to the start. So at the beginning of the play, they are objective, neutral almost. It's clear that they don't love their father that much, but neither do they hate him or wish him dead. That comes later. When looking at these two characters, it's important to remember that there is a long, shared history between them and their other sister, Cordelia, and of course with their father, King Lear. We've seen when talking about stagecraft that Shakespeare is adept at creating a world that is already in motion. And when we meet these characters at the beginning of the play, we have to take into account the fact that these two sisters are fully aware that Cordelia is their father's favourite. When Lear's kingdom is divided between them then, this would have been the last thing they might have expected. In fact, Lear plans to live with Cordelia after dividing up his kingdom, and his impetuous and rash behaviour in casting Cordelia out means he decides on the spot, without asking anyone, that he will spend the rest of his life travelling between his two other daughters' households. It's clear then that all of this is unexpected. Regan and Goneril would have expected a modest part of the kingdom, at which point they could have forgotten about their father as they disappeared from each other's lives. Lear's rush of blood to the head has now thrust both Goneril and Regan into the limelight, so to speak. They have been deceitful to try to secure as much as they could for themselves, and it has backfired somewhat with Lear's completely impulsive decision that he would keep 100 knights as his retinue. This 100 is, of course, many times more with all the other people that would attend a knight and the king himself, and putting all of this on each daughter every second month would be a considerable strain. Add to this the fact that despite giving up power, he consults no one on this pronouncement and simply announces it, and we see that this would actually have been quite difficult for them. In this light, might it be possible to have some small sympathy for Regan and Goneril? Even at this point, there doesn't seem to be any appetite for the destruction of King Lear. All that comes later. Goneril and Regan function as examples of disorder in the play. They, as the daughters of the king, are supposed to be loyal and subservient. Instead, they feign love and loyalty in order to secure their half of the kingdom, and once they have what they want, they show no loyalty to Lear, either as their father or as their king.
That concludes our fifth episode, and we really hope that this analysis of Goneril and Regan has given you a deeper understanding of the characters and equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you can use in your own essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope that you stay tuned for more content like this.